Muse on XFM 104.9. It's a today show, isn't it?
With Steve Merchant.
Yeah, we're all here. I can't wait.
I can't believe it.
We've got some great stuff coming up, Steve. I'm being honest.
Go on.
There's some great tunes.
Yep.
We've got, there's too many to mention.
Don't mention them.
Well, there's about 20, actually.
Is there?
We could mention them.
Looking forward to them.
I've got a brand new feature as well. You know, I'm doing a film with you.
Loving it.
And, you know, we do Run for the Covers and Song for the Lovers and all that. Got a new feature.
Go on.
That film sounds good.
Right.
It's not the film review, it's a track from a film.
That's brilliant, Rick.
Yeah.
That's absolutely
That film sounds good.
Yeah.
Something like that.
People will be desperate to look forward to that.
And there'd just be some chat as well.
There'd just be some nattering. Carl, have we got anything to give away this week?
No.
Ooh, it's a shame.
Yeah.
Quite like giving stuff away.
Yeah.
Makes me feel quite powerful.
Does, you know, in the week, is there any meetings like, oh, what should we give, like, Ricky and Steve to give away? Because, I mean, I'll see lots of trailers for the breakfast show and that, Enterprise and that. Or do they go, who? Anyways, coming Saturdays. Saturdays? What? I don't work Saturdays. No, but it's still on the air Saturdays. Is it?
Who listens on a Saturday?
Yeah. Between 1 and 3. Oh, that's the worst time, isn't it?
They sort of hear you, you know, taking the mickey out of what tickets you're given. And I think this week you could have had St. Etienne, but they said, no, we'll hold them back.
I love being punished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what we've been punished for being subversive and rock and roll.
Yeah.
Is that a crime, Rick? I don't think so. No. High five.
High five.
You've got to hit the hand, otherwise it sounds embarrassing.
You're a lot taller than me, aren't you?
Just hit high five. Yes.
Sweet. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club there in Love Burns, XFM 104.9. We're really swinging now.
We are. It's
so
happening.
Much better than last week.
Last week was a point I don't want to talk about.
Well, it wasn't too bad, actually.
Was it?
Apparently. No, I said, oh, we were really off and Steve was hungover and I was tired and we couldn't be bothered. And, they were going, no, it's as good as any other week.
Ooh.
Which is pretty disappointing, isn't it? You want them to go, well, I'll tell you what, it was the worst one ever and it was still brilliant.
It was still magnificent.
As opposed to, it was one of the best. But rubbish.
Yeah.
Good. So we're going to really,
we're going to up the ante today.
Yeah.
Come on, Carl. Cheer up.
Let's make this the best show ever.
All right. Should we have a big group hug?
Yeah.
Oh, Carl, come on.
Now, let's have a big group lick.
Yeah. Carl, come on.
Look at his little face.
Look at his face. You can see why the ladies love him. He's a cute guy. No, you're a cute guy. And I'm not having a go. I genuinely think you are, so don't have a go back at me.
Oh, I got some news for you, Steve.
Go on.
Where is it? Carl, where is that thing? Right. Here. Company magazine are compiling a 50 most eligible bachelors feature.
Ding dong.
For the May issue 2002, right? These are the requirements, right? Single. Right?
Hello.
That means available, not just unmarried, just, you know.
Okay.
Age 20 to 30. You're well in there.
I'm straight in there.
C. D.
What was C?
It says good looking.
Fine, yeah, I'm eligible so far.
And
it says
this is what rules you out, probably. It says not necessarily Brad Pitt-esque. And you are a little bit.
So they say.
Must be British and come from one of the following, regions. London, Southeast, Southwest, you're there.
That's me.
I think they just name all the regions of Britain.
Yes, they could just say from Britain.
Really. Carl, go on.
Is there a height restriction or something like that?
Well, we're leaving.
So, is this a serious thing? What is it?
It's the most eligible bachelor.
This is so me. Do you know any of the boys who'd be perfect for us company girls? Past bachelors have included TV presenters Dermot O'Leary.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in with Dermot O'Leary, he knows me, he's normally on, isn't he?
Yeah.
Jamie Thigpen.
It's not most eligible person who knows a bachelor.
The models Rob Warrington and James Polanski.
Yeah.
The singers Lyndon David Hall and Richard Blackwood.
Yeah.
Wouldn't necessarily consider him a singer.
Controversial.
I'm sorry.
He's having a dig at Blackwood.
Hey, I'll tell you this, I was watching, I don't so much watch it, but I saw the trailer for The Farmer Wants a Wife.
Oh, yeah.
Right, which is the show, which you mentioned,
you did, which
is a show where I think farmers, because obviously it's very difficult for them to meet women.
Wants a wife?
And I'm thinking, hello, idea, Steve Merchant wants a wife.
It's not bad,
is it? It's a TV show.
Who sounds a bit like a farmer.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is,
I don't mind the public voting for the woman, you know, if that's how it happens. I don't mind, you know, because... Who cares? You know, yeah. I'll have anything, whatever they can choose. Be fine. You know?
See, that, I think, yeah.
Steve Merchant wants a farmer. That'd be even better.
Steve Merchant wants it.
Yeah, Steve Merchant wants it. I'm thinking, sort of, maybe the Bravo channel on cable.
Yeah.
You know, or ITV2.
Yeah.
It's an idea, Rick. I'm just flying out of the flagpole.
Yeah, well, we'll think about that.
Yeah.
Don't phone in. It's not worth it. Let's play some more music. There is a Slim Shady in all of us. That was Eminem. XFM 104.9. Steve.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking, because Carl, I'm probably thinking, you know, he likes to have a little dig every so often about, you know, my success with the ladies. No, 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 but I'd tell you, you'd have been proud of me last night. No, listen, you'd have been proud of me. Because I was walking back from the shops, I was carrying two cans of weak lager. It was Friday night, Rick.
Yeah.
Time to go a bit crazy.
Yeah.
And there's this woman coming the other way, who must have been sort of 50, 55, just staying on the street, dressed in kind of like rhinestone cowboy style outfit. Really weird, never seen her before.
Parton? Was it Parton?
It wasn't Dolly.
No.
And she's just staggering down the road, like, just shouting, and some truck drove by, and she just went, "Oi, come over here! Come over here!" And the car just drove by, whatever, and she walked into me, and she saw me come in, and she saw the beer in my hand, she couldn't believe her luck, and she stopped, and she tried to stop me, and I sort of stepped one side, stepped one way to try and go past her, she stepped there and blocked my way, so she blocked the other way, and she went, come here, like, trying to motion, and I was really scared, it was
you,
like some- it
You
was
looked like around some, and thought, beggars can't be choosers.
Well, this is, but then, like, for a minute, I was thinking, well, you know, I mean, it's Friday night, you know, I'm in a mood to make whoopee. But I thought it's probably best to avoid it. And I actually managed to run away and avoid her. And she just kept shouting at me as I was running down the road, come with me. But I legged it. But what I was thinking, it was like some kind of like sort of Hansel and Gretel nightmare. Do you know what I mean? Like an old lady in your way.
You're going and there and there's loads of other people that look just like you.
Exactly.
And they're getting very, very thin.
We've been here for years.
Chains. Yeah.
But I thought you'd have been proud of me. No, there was, that was, you know, that was a woman on a plate.
So to speak.
And I just turned it down.
And, yeah.
Exactly, you see?
You
so went not, not so went, desperate.
He got in and went, what have I done?
Seeing her again tonight, then.
Well, I'm just gonna hang around by the offy, see what happens, you know.
Looking forward to Christmas?
Loving it. I'm always a big fan of Christmas, actually, yeah, and I'm not a bad humbug type.
It's not far now, is it? It's this month now.
Is it? Are we in December?
Is it the first?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I was quite excited because, this week in the, I think it was this week in the papers, The Sun, and I think all the other papers actually, had the first of the kind of giveaway TV supplements that comes out listing all the shows that are on. But one of the, when they bring them out this early, is you open it and it's like, you think, yeah, I want to see what films are on and stuff, and you go through it, and it just, about half of the listings are to be confirmed. To be confirmed, it's an utter waste of time.
Yeah,
and it's like, but it's like, who is planning their film and TV watching this early?
Yeah,
it's a little bit early to be worrying about.
Three weeks in advance, going, oh, but I better not make any. Well, unless it's like a, you know, an amazing thing on telly.
Are you coming to a party? We got one Friday 29th. I don't know. I'm gonna watch something on the TV. There's a good film. What is it? Not been confirmed yet.
It's to be confirmed. Yeah. But I can just, you know, say this, I won't be at the party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's strange.
But I remember when I was little, my sister used to work in WH Smith's, and she used to come home like every Thursday. She'd been paid. Big bag of sweets for
Lovely.
Me. And, you know, the TV Times.
The TV Times, of course, because you're working class. Sort
TV
of.
Times.
The radio Times for a classier, middle class gentleman like myself.
But the bumper edition at Christmas, that's like 2 weeks of telly, she'd sit down, like that Thursday night, sit down with Miss Sweets, and we'd tick off all the things we were going to watch over the
that's
next
really
2 years. Didn't happen, did it? Because, you know, I was squeaking around, hyperactive, making people play with toys, stuff, and not watching telly, really.
But if you watched any telly, it'd have been really rubbish stuff. The whole family was like, I imagine probably Dennis Norden's Laughter File, Volume 12, or whatever it is.
I don't think Dennis was going then.
Whereas you see, we in our house, of course, we'd often not, we'd just switch off the TV and we'd perhaps just listen, you know,
to
the concerto on Radio 3.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to turn the telly off, really.
I don't know what a concerto is, I've just said that word.
I don't know what a concerto is. It's like just a posh word for concert, isn't it?
I think so.
Is it? Yes, what's a concerto?
It's one of those, maybe it's one of those instruments, the kind of squeeze box.
That's a
concertina. It's a concertina.
Yeah.
My nan used to play a concertina.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's interesting to you. I don't know why you choose the concertina of all the instruments to play. I mean, it's not the sexiest, only kind of sailors.
My nan used to have one, but she doubled up as an iron lung.
Nice.
Which was good. And so when she, you know, when she had a bit of an attack, we not only were warned, but we had a little tune.
That's beautiful.
As well, yeah.
Could you play your gran?
You can play your gran, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Once she had a bit of an accident, she said, sit down, kids, and she came in there, and she had a corrugated neck.
Of course.
Where it had gone. Horribly wrong. Go on.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
It's happening again, Steve.
What's happening?
It's going all wrong. Yeah. We're talking rubbish.
Are we?
Yeah.
We should have played two in a row.
He's having a go, isn't he?
Blimey.
Gorillaz, Rock the House.
Yeah.
XFM 104.9.
Who are you?
Ricky Gervais, who are you?
Steve Merchant.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Sweet.
Together again. Yeah. I can't believe it.
The old team.
They said it'd never happen.
Plus Carl, he presses the buttons.
Yeah, let's not draw attention to him. Okay. We were talking about, squeeze boxes.
Yes.
And it got me to thinking, what's happened to them?
You don't see them.
Do you know what I mean? Instruments should be around forever. You know what I mean? The piano forte, as
it's a classic.
Been around forever. They invented it. It's around. You know, the saxophone was only, I think, the 20s or 30s. Mm. But, you know, I can't imagine it going away.
There's so a number of instruments probably dying out.
Lute.
The lute. The lute you rarely see now.
You rarely see, except maybe on a Men Without Hats.
What was Men Without Hats?
Or Marillion.
Right, right.
Men Without Hats. We can dance if we want to. And Pierre Trudeau's daughter was in that video.
Who was that we saw in a sandwich shop yesterday?
Well, he might not want us to, he might want to be people to know that he was in a sandwich shop.
It's fine, it just shows that he's human.
Bruce Dickinson, he didn't recognise him. I went, look.
Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden.
I had no
idea.
Fella,
wasn't he?
I'll tell you, he's really tiny. It was almost laughable. Is he married? That'll annoy me.
But, you've just alienated yourself from a lot of heavy metal fans now, because he's pretty much of a guru.
They never leave their bedrooms, Rick.
But they've got powers. they're putting crystals now on tones, and they're going to turn you into a...
All right.
Well, no.
Let's have a go.
I stopped myself, realising it wasn't much of a threat.
Rick.
Right, go on.
What else is dying out? Pipes.
Pipes.
You never see people smoking pipes. Young people now are not smoking pipes.
No.
You see old people, you're right, but kids, you've got to start taking up pipes, otherwise they're going to die out, because people of the older generation, they're going to die soon. I'm not smoking a pipe. I should be.
Pipes, though, was it like the fashion where when you smoked, you started, you know, at a young age and then carried on, or did you just start at 50?
But no, because if you see, like, sort of shots of kind of, you know, sort of professorial types from the 1930s, when they're at Oxbridge, they're always smoking pipes in a tweed jacket.
Yeah.
That was when they started, like, university.
Yeah, but they still do. Lots of things that should die out in the rest of the world carry on in Oxbridge colleges.
Yeah, but my point is...
Boaters.
All right. All I'm saying is that they're not even in Oxbridge now, they're not even smoking pipes.
I bet there is.
There's no one smoking pipes.
I bet there is.
Well, I'd like to know if there's anyone listening who's under the age of 30 that smokes a pipe regularly, and I don't mean like a crack pipe.
And I'll guarantee they went to Oxford or Cambridge.
Okay, what's the number?
0870-800-1234.
What's the email?
ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Pipes are dying out.
Yeah.
Snuff, that's as good as gone.
Yeah.
Snuff.
Yeah, trilbies.
My friend always said if he won, like, loads of money on the lottery, he'd like to try really hard to try and bring back, as a fashion accessory, the cape.
Because
the capes are classy.
I quite like the cape.
The cape's brilliant, because you can kind of, you know, mask your face with it.
Yeah.
Dracula-like.
You can have it off, but still on, but still off.
Exactly.
It's not like a coat. You know what I mean? Where you drape it over your shoulders and that can fall down.
Carl, you're not a fan of the cape. You're turning your nose up at the cape. That's a madness.
No pockets.
Good point. You could have some kind of inner sort of smuggler's pocket. Poacher's pocket. If they did that, I'd buy one.
Well, I'll tell you what. That sounds good. It's just gone half past. It's the new feature.
I can't believe
it. That sounds good.
For a minute there, I was completely lost.
Yeah.
Remind me again. What's that sounds good? It's that film sounds good.
Oh yeah, that film sounds good. Right, this isn't my famous film review, which I've got coming up. Right. Look forward to that. It's brilliant.
Yes,
it's quite a delicate subject, but I think I deal with it sensitively.
Brilliant. Okay.
That film sounds good.
Right.
And I've taken.
Remind us again what that is. What this?
Well,
feature is?
It's. I'm going to pick a song from a film.
Okay.
That's from the soundtrack, right?
Yes.
I'm choosing a song from Jackie Brown.
Okay.
Great film.
Yeah, brilliant film.
And this is Across 110th Street by Bobby Womack. It's fantastic.
Wonderful song.
You'll only like this if you're really cool.
Yeah, if you're really cool, like, say us.
Yeah. Bobby Womack across 110th Street. It's great, isn't it?
That's a lovely feature.
And that was
actually.
That's the first feature. Ooh, that film sounds good.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant, yeah.
I'm excellent. Thinking of actually bringing out maybe a compilation of
I'd love to hear it.
Song for the lovers.
What sort of things can we hear, can we expect in the future? Because I know you're a big fan. This is brilliant. He bought, right, the soundtrack to the film Braveheart, which is just kind of... No, let me just explain. Which is just kind of big orchestrated numbers, right?
James
and
Horner.
As far as he's concerned, that's classical music. He's got a classical music CD in his collection. It's the music from Braveheart.
Oh, I sit there and I think, yeah, mate, I'd probably sort of lead my people's, you know.
He's obsessed with Braveheart. He actually sort of relates to William Wallace. He actually thinks, yeah, that's the sort of thing I'd be doing.
Yeah, it is. No.
What was it you were working out to the other day as well? He's, you know, he's got like a personal, like, gymnast or whatever. What's it called? Is it a gym no, expert? A no, trainer? No, you've got a personal...
I box with this bloke.
Yeah, he goes boxing in like some underpass somewhere. Right? Every day. Like, no way. Like every single day,
every day
he goes boxing, right? And what was it you were training? What did you tell me you were training to this week?
God.
What music did you have on?
Oh my God. I have actually, now I never do this, but I have actually gone red, haven't I?
Yes.
Right.
It's very hard to embarrass
you. I was working out and training and boxing. Oh my God. You're gonna have to play a record after this. To the Rocky soundtrack.
To the Rocky soundtrack. He's bought, right, a CD which has got the best music from all of them. Now, was it Eye of the Tiger, or was it...
It starts up with Eye of the Tiger, then it goes, Hearts on Fire. That's me sort of right as well. Then it goes, dun 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 dun.
Does any of your training with your trainer, does it ever involve you running through snow with a log chained to your back,
yeah,
like in Rocky
IV? And helping, I often have to help Russian peasants, because their cart horse has, like, fallen over, but I lift it up. Whereas the other fella, he's training in a posh gym having injections. I'm not. I'm just, like, breaking rocks and punching dead cows.
Where'd you get that from?
It's handy, wasn't it?
Put it on.
No, what is it?
That's the
he can't hear because he's got. Put your headphones on.
Why was it?
You'll love it. You'll love it.
Yeah,
that's magnificent.
Yeah.
That's now Ricky Gervais's theme tune.
Yeah.
Every time we start the show, we should just start with that.
Win, Ricky, win. You two, walk on. I've got to give it to him. Hated you two for about 15 years.
You said like it before, really.
I know, I know, but I love that one now. Mm-hmm. I just love that album. They can't put a foot wrong.
Do you ever listen to the whole album? Because I know you tend to buy albums just for the singles, when you could, of course, just buy the singles.
I know where he's going. I bought Light Funky Ones.
Oh, I wanted to say that.
Yeah, I bought Light Funky Ones because I...
The Light Funky Ones. Do you remember the Light Funky Ones? That was about, like, a year ago. What did they do? They did Girl in a Green Dress, yeah, Girl on TV.
And Abercrombie.
That one
Fitch.
That, yeah, Summertime Abercrombie and Fitch. The girls are wearing... Do you remember that? It's like a light sort of summer...
Listen,
nonsense.
I've got a lot of money. It's nothing to me. Okay,
the light.
I want a bit of Light Funky Ones once. That's 15 quid. It's nothing to me.
He put the two singles on, right? Never listened to the rest of the album.
I never listened to the two singles again either.
The Light Funky Ones.
Oh, it's just my street cred's gone down, it. Rocky soundtrack and the Light Funky Ones. You'd make two mistakes.
Right, let's not forget Braveheart, the soundtrack.
Oh yeah. It's a good film.
Rick, we were talking earlier about stuff.
True story about a little Australian freed the Scottish.
The stuff that's dying out that I think you and I single-handedly need to kind of resurrect and salvage. Yeah. I thought the Trilby was dying out.
Yeah.
I'll surprise you. And yet, watching Top of the Pops last night, Jamiroquai was wearing one. And then lo and behold, Danny Minogue came on. She had one as well. I thought, blimey. There's two people there trying to salvage the Trilby. And good
luck
to them.
Well, that's on its way then. Let them
do
that.
The Trilby's fine.
Let's do something else.
But the bowler hat.
Ah, the bowler hat.
You never see the bowler.
I always fancy myself in a bowler hat.
I love a bowler hat. Carl, would you wear a bowler hat? I know you'd wear a cape.
I did wear a Trilby.
You wear a Trilby, really?
Mm.
You must have looked like a.
That's brilliant. What? Because you're a Mancunian.
Well, there was a phase, wasn't there, in about 90. When was it?
I think that was just round your way.
It might have been. It was in Manchester.
They still get a job lot of Trilbies. And that persuades you kids. Yeah, I tell what's trendy. No, you know, no. Sean Ryder wears one of these. Does he? Yeah. Yeah, go on. Yeah. Quid. And then everyone in your street had Trilbies on.
But you've never worn a bowler?
Never.
What about Kangol bowler? You might think about it.
Again.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I would like to wear a bowler hat in a dark hat, but I'm worried I look like one of those little fellas off the Home Pride advert.
The Home Pride guys, they've been persevering with the bowler for years.
They still look good in it, though,
they're still
they?
Looking good. They're dapper guys.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, the Jolly Green Giant, he had quite a distinctive look, which is obviously one I've been thinking of exploiting.
What, the little, I know, the little, sort of like a little dress.
Was it corncloth that made up his little skirt?
Yeah.
What was the Jolly Green Giant so jolly about? Probably. He was very pleased. It can't have just been the sweet corn and the peas.
No, I reckon it was his enormous jolly green knob. I mean, he must have got up every day and gone, look at that. He must have been so happy.
The only thing that's like, in the case of the Jolly Green Giant, or like when Gulliver was a giant and he was in Lilliput and all the Lilliputians, they helped him out, they were feeding him and stuff.
Yes.
If you're a giant like that in that situation, how do you sort of have a little sneaky
tug?
You know, a little tug, a little J. Arthur Rank.
I don't know, because it's like,
it's very tricky to do that.
Because you're as big as their mountains, aren't you? You can't hide. They go, you know, I mean, there's no.
The little village probably just thought it was a tidal wave or something. Do you know what I mean?
That's pretty grim, though. Yeah. I mean, the tidal wave's pretty desperate.
I know.
It's how would he have gone to the mayor and said, I need a Kleenex the size of a tennis court.
Yeah.
And a gigantic copy of the Daily Star.
No, I never understood with giants how they actually got that big in the first place, because what food was around to make them? Because not only were they, like, big, but they were muscly big.
They
ate well.
They ate whole cows, probably.
When, Carl, you know,
it's not well documented, Carl.
You know, they don't actually exist and never have.
Hmm.
Okay.
Right, it's time for a feature, I think.
Carl, I've got. So there was a TV show I watched once on the History Channel. This is the History Channel.
Yeah.
It was the History of Werewolves. Right, the History of Werewolves, and the whole show is predicated on the fact that at the end we'll tell you if they ever existed or not.
Yeah. Just waiting. And I go, oh, come on, we're going to be late. Hold on, he's going to tell us if they existed or not.
Carl, werewolves.
Michael Aspel was in it, and Michael Aspel is a top broadcaster and therefore would not associate himself with something that did not exist.
Under the covers time, gents.
Under the covers.
Cover me up, cover me bad, run for cover. Here come the covers.
Yeah. Mm,
covers. I like cover songs.
This is a cover version.
Yes. This is from an album which is a bit hit and miss, as these things often are. It's different artists covering the songs of Leonard Cohen. You've got the Pixies on there, R.E.M., Nick Cave, different people. This, bizarrely, is Lloyd Cole, not someone I'm normally a fan of, but doing a version of the fantastic Leonard Cohen song at Chelsea Hotel. Play it, Carl. It's beautiful.
I remember you well in Chelsea Hotel. You're talking so loud and so sweet. You were giving me a head on the unmade bed while the limousines wait in the street. And those were the reasons. That was New York, we were running for the money and the flesh. That was called love, for the workers in song, probably still is, for those who've been left. And then you got away, and now didn't you, babe? You just turned your back on the crowd. Yeah, you got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you. You're famous, your heart was a legend. You told me again that you preferred a handsome man, but for me you would make an exception. And clenching your fists for the ones like us who are oppressed by figures of beauty. Yeah, fixed yourself, you said, well, never mind, we are ugly, but we have the music. Didn't you, babe? You just turned your back on the crowd. Oh, you got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you, baby, I need you, I don't need you, and all of that jiving around. of each fallen robin. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. I don't think of you that often.
Lloyd Cole doing his version of Chelsea Hotel.
Under the covers.
Under the covers. Although it was a beautiful version.
It's lovely.
You know that, apparently,
really
I think
nice.
It's that song
sweet.
Written by Leonard Cohen originally, and I think it's about his brief romance with Nico, who made a name, of course, with the Velvet Underground, and was a tragic drugs victim. But it's interesting, because I'm looking at this, is a compilation called I'm Your Fan, which is cover songs of Leonard Cohen's music. And as I say, R.E.M., there's people on the Nick Cave who are still going. There's a couple of names you don't tend to hear of that often now. The House of Love.
Oh, yeah.
Rarely hear them, do you? That Petrol Emotion.
Oh, yeah.
That Petrol Emotion.
Yeah.
Who else we got on here? It says Robert Forster. Now, is he a musician, or is it... Robert Forster, I don't know.
Well, if you know, who Robert Forster is, I thought he was a writer.
The Lilac Time.
The Lilac Time.
They're on there as well.
Can I just say the name of a band and laugh?
You can if it's the Lilac Time.
Well, we were...
Did I tell you before that my friend and I once listed words we thought should be rude, but aren't, like cassock, we always thought.
Yeah,
and,
bollards.
Bollards. And he always pointed out the Blow Monkeys.
Yeah.
Which I was
could be a very rude word. But isn't.
It isn't. Okay,
that could be
fine.
A new feature, couldn't it?
Mm.
We're featured up, aren't we?
Aren't we? This is brilliant.
We've still got the film review to come. Song for Lovers is coming up in a few minutes.
Song for the Ladies.
Yeah, Song for the Ladies. What else
if I can squeeze in a hip-hop track, I'd love to do it.
Yeah. That's called our hip-hop track bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's just amazing.
Do you have a classic song, Rick?
What were you thinking of?
Oh, I don't know, maybe something by Nirvana?
Well, there's their biggest classic, you mean?
Ideally.
Smells Like Teen Spirit. It's going well, isn't it?
I'm enjoying it.
Well, I'm looking forward to Pop Idol.
Pop Idol? I've not been watching it.
You're joking?
Yeah, I don't know what's happened, really. I've lost interest.
Oh, well, it is like most things, like the preliminary rounds.
Always
that's
much
when
more so.
All the real freaks and no-hopers, you know. But sometimes I watch those sort of things and I sort of laugh and I think, oh dear, I shouldn't be laughing at him because he's not just rubbish, he's verging on the mentally ill. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes people that go along, you want to go, who told you to go along? What were you thinking? Right?
Well, it's the fact that there was no one to stop them going. That's what's even more terrifying.
Yeah, I know. Simon Cowell's good.
He's great value.
He's amazing. Foxy. I like Foxy now.
I know, I've warmed to
He's come round, Dr. Fox. He's a lovely little shiny tree trunk.
Now, often I notice he's not always there week in, week out. Is that because he's off doing medical operations?
He's got his practice still.
He's got the practice, he's got to maintain that.
Yeah, you know, he's on.
Isn't it the big ones tonight? I mean, when I say the big ones,
Capital Radio. He's still on Capital Radio that he's got to do. So, you know,
isn't it some of the big names though? It's Darius Dinesh tonight.
It's Darius and the Fat Boy.
And the Fat Guy,
the big
yeah.
thing that makes you.
Oh, I noticed in the Sun today is saying, vote for me because of my musical talent, not because I'm huge and you feel sorry for me.
Yeah, well, that's good. I think that's right. But he has got a great.
Darius, I noticed, he shaved his beard off.
He looks. He's a new man.
He looks slightly laughable though. He's got quite a weak chin.
He's having a laugh.
Well.
He's dissing Darius.
I'm not claiming to be a pop star.
Well.
Oh, can you feel the love in the room?
Yeah, let's have a little song. No, but I'm looking forward to it. My favourite all the way through has been the little fella with the stutter. I'd like Darius to get.
Yeah, I think it's almost certain he's going to win. I think so.
Or that Welsh girl, who was very good.
Oh,
the one that made Pete Waterman cry.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah.
She was good though, wasn't she?
Yeah,
she was good,
they're great. They're really good. But you know, it'd be nice to see Fatty. Get some
he's too long. I mean, he's just a weird shape, though. It turns my stomach, and I'm one to talk.
On.
No, I know.
He's just, you know.
He's just doing his job.
It's, you know, glandular.
Yeah.
It's not as greed. you know, he's got a good voice, and why not?
We've had
Demis Roussos in the charts.
Yeah.
Alison Moyet.
There's not been a Fatty for a while, has there, who's been a big star? I mean, Moyet may well have been the last one.
Jerry Watson, she sorted herself out after becoming famous. She was pretty big, wasn't she?
Who? Jerry Halliwell?
Yeah.
She was never a bloater. Have you seen this bloke off Pop Idols?
Yeah.
It's like he's got three Jerry Halliwell strapped to his waist and then wearing a big coat over the top.
To smuggle them in.
Yeah, exactly.
To a no Halliwell zone.
I tell you what he's gonna do, I reckon he's gonna take it off and it's just a big fat outfit and it was like to prove, you know, the prejudice of the world.
Yeah.
Alright?
Yes.
Hey?
And how come that little fella with the stutter doesn't stutter when he's singing? Hold on. Hold on.
Well, that's cleaned up, actually.
I bet she's not even Welsh.
Exactly. And apparently Darius is not a knob.
Dandy Warhols on XFM 104.9. About 20 past two, the Ricky Gervais Show.
With Steve Merchant.
Yeah, he's still here.
The Christmas ads have come on, I notice. They're on now. And I noticed, I was watching last night, watching telly last night, and do you think that the advertising executive for Cadbury's Roses chocolates just comes in once a year and they go, what you got this year? And he goes, what about some workmen and some old ladies singing thank you very much, thank you very, very much, yeah, just shot in a street somewhere? Yeah, that'd be fine. It worked last year.
Yeah,
So that's been going like since I can remember. They've never I've never seen another advert for Cadbury's Roses except
Exactly. Well, there's certain things that conjure up Christmas, like you got your turkey and all that, and yeah, you got your roses.
Yeah. Woolworths.
Woolworths. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little,
yeah. Oh dear.
Pizza.
Pizza, Woolworths. Drink driving. Oh dear. Sorry, I forgot what I went in for.
What were we doing? We were doing something. Be careful, there's a lot of money involved here,
yeah,
Steve.
You can't say
don't stitch me up.
Did you, I was reading the paper this week that Charlotte Church,
yeah,
you know, little kind of singing sensation, she's been slagging off the firemen who've been salvaging people and refugees and stuff.
Been slagging them off.
Well, apparently, I saw on the news that she's apparently, and she claimed that she'd been misinterpreted.
Right.
But the Channel 5 News thought this was a big enough story to say that Charlotte Church had been saying that the September 11th tragedy had been blown out of proportion.
Right. That's different to slagging off the firemen.
No, but that's what they said. They said that she felt that they were being hailed as kind of heroes and they were just doing their job.
Right. Oh, well, that's a little bit stupid to say anyway, a little bit insensitive and, you know, yeah.
But it's sort of, because it's like, did you read about-
Why do you care? Why does anyone care what she thinks about September 11th anyway? It's the same as those things like, during a presidential election, or, well, these things they preach, Billy Piper says, I've always voted Labour.
I know.
Who's gonna go, whoa, hold on, Axe from Steps, he's a Conservative, hold on, what's going on?
Yeah.
I don't know if he is or not.
I know
that was just an example. I don't know what either of them vote, to be honest. All right, let's not get into it.
Yeah. I think Faye and Claire from Steps are both BNP members. I remember reading that somewhere.
That's so untrue. He takes that back now.
I cannot be certain.
Right.
I think
that is definitely untrue.
I read it on the net and it's often wrong on the net.
Right. Definitely he's gonna retract that now, aren't
definitely
you?
Yeah, well, I'm saying it's almost certainly untrue. I read it on the net.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and those things are always untrue.
Okay. All right. He's dissed the net now.
Yeah.
You've dissed the net. I can't believe it.
Did you
just dig ourselves out of this hole now?
Well, Blue, now I definitely can quote this because I read it in The Sun.
Yeah.
Blue were being interviewed by, you know, Blue, the pop band Blue. All Rise. Have you bought that album yet, Rick? I imagine that would be on your
Christmas
list.
I like it. One for the money and the free ride. Yeah.
Anyway, Blue were being interviewed by The Sun for one of their web chats by the lovable Dominic Mohan.
Yeah.
And for some reason they got around to September 11th, and one of the members of Blue said, again, church-like,
yeah,
I think it's been blown out of all proportion. What about all the whales and elephants that are dying every day?
And the other band were going, shut up.
Yeah,
shut up.
They gave a transcript of it going, shut up.
They had to do a retraction. He said, sorry, I didn't know.
He said, I'm very passionate about whales and elephants, and perhaps a bit misplaced. All the proceeds that I'll receive from our next single, I'm going to give to the September 11th Foundation.
Yeah, and then he went, can I give some to the whales? No, you've done it again.
You've done it again.
Don't worry about the whales.
But this is what I mean. It's why are people asking the members of Blue?
Yeah.
You know, or Atomic Kitten, what they think about September the 11th.
I know.
They should just be working in a chippy, those people. They're lucky to be on the telly. The Atomic Kitten girls, really, I mean, do they not look like they should be in a chip shop? Or just hanging around outside an offie drinking diamond white cider?
They will be soon. Oh. Don't worry. Although Hearsay's new single, I dissed Hearsay before, but they've come out with a little poppy thing.
Can I surprise you, Rick? I prefer Liberty.
I prefer Liberty as well.
Yeah, a little bit funky, a little bit with more damn with the kids.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, XFM 104.9.
Once again, our opinions on current pop bands.
if you'd like
to have your,
hold on, though.
Go on, shoot.
Isn't it about time for, a hip-hop track?
Have we got it? Can you dig it up?
Song for the Lovers would be good.
Song for the Lovers. I'll do that now. Song for the Lovers. Now, this is a beautiful song. It's by Simon and Garfunkel. It's only 1:49 long. It's called April Come She Will. It's the song for the Lovers.
Play it, Rick.
Streams are ripe and swelled with rain. May she will stay.
April Comes She Will, Simon Garfunkel. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful little song.
See, I'd quite like to put out a compilation, like Song for the Lovers, maybe, you know what I mean? But I'm worried, obviously the title's ironic, we're taking the mickey out of those things, but quite serious about the, all the songs we play.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm worried about people perceive it a bit like Simon Bates' Our Tune album or something.
Steve Wright's Sunday Love Songs.
Yeah, yeah. But,
Yeah. When you think that you listen to, like, some dance track, you buy it and it's, like, 5 minutes long, the same thing, repetitive beats.
Yeah.
And then you hear that, a minute and a half, classic.
Do you know what I mean?
Hey, have I made my point, Rick?
I think so. Yeah. Oh, the youngsters are dying.
If anyone knows what my point was there, please give us a call.
Yeah, phone in and he's made it well.
Yeah. Carl, have you got some, what have you got lined up for us?
Some R.E.M.
I don't know about
Strokes on XFM 104.9. It's the Ricky Gervais Show with me. Steve Merchant, cheers. Carl Pilkington.
The K-Man.
Well, it's, time for the, well, I think people wait for this now. I never knew, really, since I was doing the show, that I actually had a bit of a knack for film reviews.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
I discovered talent.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably be asked soon by Barry Norman or Jonathan Ross to do something on that sort of thing, or maybe my own film, TV or...
The anyway. Clock's ticking, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, okay, this week I've chosen,
Well, wait a minute, let's play the jingle.
Okay. The film review and that.
Brilliant.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This week I've chosen My Left Foot.
Right.
Okay. Now, My Left Foot is a film about a bloke called Daniel Day-Lewis, who's all mental except for his left foot, right? But, and he has arguments. I can't remember. He has arguments with his dad, so I wasn't watching it properly. But he, even though... He's mental apart from the foot. He does stuff with the foot that we could do all over, and he uses that to his best. I think he might write a book or something off paint. And the moral of this story is, you know, even if you've only got a foot that works, you can still win prizes because it won the Oscar.
Okay, am I right in saying that you're bringing a book out of these collected? Maybe for the Christmas market.
I think I might.
Yeah. I see there's obvious
great
market
films
there.
Reviewed, sort of, you know, what with it's a different outlook on it.
A different approach.
I don't just sort of like stray.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an approach that doesn't really use grammar. which you don't see that often in film reviews. but no, once again, what would you give it out of 10?
I didn't really concentrate, I can't remember a lot about it. But it won an Oscar, so I think it won an Oscar or something, so 9.
Okay, jolly good. Well, that was My Left Foot, which is probably available on sell-through video, maybe in a bargain bin, £5.99, probably on TV this Christmas. That's to be confirmed.
Eels, fresh feeding on XFM 104.9. It's going well, isn't it?
I'm enjoying it, yeah.
20 minutes to go, I think, you know, more of an up show. We've made some great hits and great songs today, haven't we? We've had some great features, a new feature. That film sounds good.
Looking forward to that.
That'll run.
Yep.
Song for the Lovers, if there are any record companies out there that want to put out a compilation of my Songs for Lovers, that's good. Anyone who wants me to do a film, anything, any film you want.
Yeah, reviewed.
Yeah, I'll finish the sentence.
Yeah, no, ideally. Because otherwise it was anyone who wants me to do a film. Well, of course, being a top actor, you'd have probably appeared in a film.
Sure. Okay, yeah. And that...
Jolly good. Yeah, okay. Well, you're running out of steam, I can tell.
You're running out.
Yeah.
Go on.
Carl, have you seen it yet? I know you probably haven't, Rick. Cliff Richard's video for his new single.
Yep.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it's bad, isn't it?
I saw it on Lorraine Kelly in the morning, Sky One. Great show. And, and it's amazing. He's done a version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, but he's combined that with, Oh, What a Wonderful World?
I wasn't really listening, I was looking at the pictures and I couldn't believe
it. It's What a Wonderful World and, combined with Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
So he's done
two classic songs, two songs that have been done definitively by artists in the past. He's tried to combine them with a kind of Yamaha keyboard sound in the background.
What was his last year's one? It was Lord's Prayer with Over the Old Lang Syne.
He's just obsessed with combining two songs, like they're not good enough as they are. People get bored, we better combine them.
Yeah.
It's like a mega mix, like a Cliff mega mix. And you're right, the video is unbelievable. It's him flying through. It's all kind of sort of 2D animation, kind of almost sort of a collage of buildings and high rise flats and that. Kids see him floating by. Yeah. They wave. They point to each other. They can't believe they're like, there goes Sir Cliff.
They're going, who's that?
Exactly.
He was around in the '50s,
and he's got a little one dimensional cliff with a kind of angelic glow, flying through the sky. Just bringing happiness to people as he sings.
Oh, he does.
His real face kind of, every so often kind of appearing and kind
of singing. I wonder where his real face is.
And it's one of the worst songs and one of the worst videos I've ever seen. I mean, I know people slag off Cliff and it's an easy target, but he actually deserves it because he's shameful.
Yeah.
He's embarrassing.
So, yeah.
He's embarrassing. I mean, and he's arrogant.
Well, everything's a disguised boast. I mean, I like Devil Woman. I liked Miss Unites. I liked Wired for Sound, and I like tall speakers and small speakers. You know,
I
like all sizes of speakers. You know that. You'll vouch me on that. Yeah. And he sang about it, which is good. And you know, I'm often wired for sound, right? Carrie doesn't live here anymore. Where's she gone? She's just another message on a payphone wall. It's a story. But lately, I haven't had a lot of time for him.
Awful.
I remember he was on something on One Chat Show, and I think it was Dez or Michael. Asked or something, and I said, "So you've had something?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, everyone knows that Elvis sold more records after his death than when he was alive." Little dig there against Elvis. He goes,
yeah.
"Well, I've just overtaken his record for sales in the UK." Right. So he sets up that Elvis is only selling because he's dead.
Yeah.
And then he goes, "I've still beaten him in the UK." And I just think, yeah. And where'd you get the quiff from and the way to sing? Where'd you get that from, Cliff? Mm. Where did you think of that?
But it's those people who, he's just desperate for the credibility that he's never gonna have.
I like it when he went around last year going, "They're not playing my record, they're not playing my record, they're not playing, oh, go on, play it." Number one.
Yeah.
Ha, fooled you.
It was number one. The Millennium Prayer.
I know. Yeah. Well, it was, you know, it was the Millennium, wasn't it?
It was, but I don't know who's buying it. I mean, I know, you seem to claim it's some kind of, like, 60-year-old women, but they're not, really a commercial force now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Carl seems to know that.
Well, like, when you're born, you're a little baby, wrinkly and stuff. When you get older, you sort of morph into a baby again. And you go through the same phases. So when you're young, you buy singles. You get old, you got nothing to do all day. You got all your pension money. What will I buy? Cliff Richard's on the telly. Here's my video, buy me song.
You see, that started off as quite a sensible point, because I actually think I'd do it. But what was all that alien stuff about when you're born, you go wrinkly and you go wrinkly again? So sometimes you mix, like, normal things that human beings say with I don't know what.
Well, look, when you're a baby, you've got a little bald head, no teeth, you get old, what happens?
Mm. Are you a philosopher? Are you an official philosopher? Because, I mean, it sounds like it. Oh, Carl, play a record. You're a gem. You're a diamond.
XFM 104.9, good to hear the Happy Mondays again. We're nearly through.
We are indeed.
We've had a little bit of chat, we've had a few laughs, we've had a few tears.
We have indeed.
We've introduced a new feature.
Looking forward to that next week.
Yeah, so soon it's just going to be wall-to-wall features, isn't it? It's going to be,
Well, I had an idea for a feature which you didn't seem to like, which was something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Well, explain it. And
something old, an old song, something new, a new song, something borrowed, a cover version.
Yeah.
And something blue, just a melancholy and beautiful song.
Right, okay, but does it have to be all four, or can it be anyone?
No, it's all four, you play that over the course of the show. Or maybe just have a set, four songs in a row, and that's that section.
So like, a feature would be like, this is either an old song or like a new song.
Yeah.
That's good, I think we've done that a few times.
No, it's not,
we've
not
covered
that,
though.
Well, what's the difference? I'm playing a song from a film. Just because you give it a title, it's just a song from a film, you could play that anyway, couldn't you?
Brilliant.
It's all nonsense.
Cheers, Carl.
Brilliant,
My ideas are good, aren't they?
Mm.
Because they're not only sort of accessible, but there's a little bit of depth there.
I think it's fair enough to let him have his little feature at the end of the show, though. Just, you know what I mean? Keep him happy, the song for the lovers.
Excellent. Well, that's not till after song two by Blair.
I remember the days when Carl didn't even want to be on the air. I remember the days when he was told by the establishment that he wasn't allowed to talk on the air. And now, it's like, as far as he's concerned, he's a third member of the team.
He's protected by me.
Right?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Song two by Blur. We're running out of time. It's 5:02. Just got time for Steve's song for the ladies.
Wedding Present, Rick, from the album Saturnalia, I think it's pronounced like that. And it's track three, Dream World. A song
looking forward
for the
to
ladies.
It. Goodbye.
I don't know how many times I've tried to warn. How many times I've heard you laugh and say, times have you rang and sworn you'd given him one last chance and he'd let you down.
online, xfm.co.uk.